Well, Art, is this match going to be of the same intensity as the Seattle-Portland matchup was last month?
I don't think it's quite the same thing because Vancouver and Seattle don't have the same relationship as the soccer fans between Seattle and Portland. There's some real contempt, disdain, orneriness between Seattle and Portland, and I don't think fans in either city look at Vancouver the same way. They look at Vancouver as the nice cousin up north. So I think Portland-Seattle thing was really a fun night because there was, you know, genuine angst and anger among the fans. There was a 1-1 draw. Portland in its expansion season showed that it was of the caliber of the Sounders after three seasons, and there was a lot of neener, neener, neener going back and forth. And so that's going to be a fun one to watch. Vancouver is not the same. All three teams were part of the North American Soccer League, started in the middle 70s, and the rivalry was enhanced by the presence of Alan Hinton, who is now a Sounders broadcaster, but back then coached the Sounders for 3 years and also was an assistant in Vancouver and played for a year in Vancouver. And so he is sort of the salty sage who's been opining all week long about the virtues and the great stories between the rivals then. And Alan, I think, is the sort of the personal centerpiece, but the two fan bases aren't nearly as agitated at one another as Portland and Seattle.
Well, and Vancouver is not doing nearly as well as Portland is in their initial season.
Right, yeah. This has been a really tough start for Vancouver. I mean, all expansion teams go through this, except that Seattle had one of the best expansion seasons ever. Portland is right there right now. The draw testifies to that. And Vancouver has not won since its opening match against Toronto, March 19th. They have 1 win, 6 losses, and 7 draws. The Sounders are 5-4-6. And so this, on paper, should be almost a walkover for the Sounders. And Vancouver was off to such a bad start that they fired their coach, Tater Torderson, in midseason of the expansion year, even though he had been a coach with the team since 2007 when they were part of the USL, kind of a lesser division of soccer. And there were a lot of people surprised that you would fire a coach a third of the way through an expansion season just because things weren't going well. He claimed that there were a lot of injuries, suspensions, and international call-ups, and he was surprised that the ownership had no clue about this, and they fired him, and they replaced him with their director of operations, Tom Sohn. So this churn has already gone on, and this is not the way Vancouver wanted to start their first MLS season.
And, of course, the Whitecaps pick a year to launch, the same year that the Vancouver Canucks are in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in 17 years.
Right, yeah, they're completely overshadowed in Vancouver. It's kind of a shame. But still, there's going to be a whole lot of fans coming down here for the 500 seats that will be available in Quest Field Saturday night. They can't get into the Stanley Cup, but they still want to drink. They can start on the train at 7 in the morning and have a great old party all the way down here and a good time in Seattle, so there is still going to be a niche for them, a place for them, and it still should be fun. But everybody is going to be paying attention to what's going on with the Stanley Cup.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and you can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.